is all in, all family. This is all in. What it do, what it do? This your boy Ken Yash, and you tuned in to another episode of All In, All Family. What it do? What it do, Queen E?
What it do?
Man, chilling like a feeling like a fat cat need krillin. Man, you already know, man. How everything been on your end, though, player?
Everything
good. Yeah, I know, man. Finna get ready to hit this motherfucking Monday morning in the fucking minute. Boy, that's the worst fucking day of the one fucking week of Monday, boy. But on today's topic, we gonna give you a little more. We gonna give you some more motivation, but we also gonna drop them random questions. And these random questions gonna come out the blue. We both gonna just change questions. We both gonna, you know, some gonna be funny, some gonna be serious, some just gonna be out of worldly, and some just gonna have you looking like, huh? The fuck he just say? Yeah. But on top of that, people, I could get ready to say, let's get into it. Man, before we get into it, though, the motivational tip of the day, of this week is inspiration. Give yourself the inspiration to get out there and go do what you need to do. That means handling business, paying bills, do anything. Give yourself the inspiration to get out there and motivate somebody. Get yourself the inspiration to sit here and learn from somebody as well. Queen E.
What it do?
What it do, man? Man, my first question to Queen E will be, could you live without having sex ever again in exchange for eternal youth? Yeah. These some random ass questions, Queen. These motherfucking questions that goddamn make you some head scratches.
Yeah, I see. I'm gonna say no. Needs and urges. Yeah, it's okay
it's,
if you
want to
be young forever, but
God said he gonna snap his pussy back, and he snapped that motherfucker back. You just gonna bust it back wide open?
Yeah, if I want to be young forever, I have to take that sacrifice.
Yes, I ain't gonna lie. If I gotta sacrifice sex from being young, bro, I ain't gonna do it because I'm already young.
Okay, that's what I mean.
Nah, I'm really, y'all, they really, I'm really 16. They got me over here slaving on this show. Tell me some, they got me hostage. And I'm scared for my life. No, I'm just playing though, people. But I'll take. I ain't gonna lie, I really can jack off. But then I'd be wasting fruit. But then if I couldn't have sex, well, I'm gonna put the fruit in the basket. So I can't put it in the basket. So I'm gonna just jack off and stay on field. Cause I'm gonna fuck somebody in 3,722 light years from now.
You get tired of just holding it and just reminiscing. The urges are still gonna happen.
I ain't gotta do nothing. I'm finna record up to something. If I can stay young forever, I'll record all. I have six. I tell them give me a whole year. I'm finna fuck every piece of pussy I can and record and tell them, look, I can't have sex again because I'm finna get eternal youth. Can you perform Elvis sex? Let me ask them. Can I? If they tell me, yeah, okay then. Shit, this a bit.
I'm gonna want
a
sticky.
I can't please you and then I'm not being pleased. What good is that?
I don't know.
Moving on to the next topic. Oh, yeah, it's crazy out here. Yeah, what I said, it's crazy out here. My next topic is, what genetic enhancement could make humanity a better species? One simple thing, stick the fucking together. Stick together.
What genetic enhancement?
Yeah, you can stick the fucking together. Grow that genetic. Use your mind and your heart will follow.
My question is for King Gash. If everyone in the world automatically only knew one language, which language would you choose and why?
Britain. British. The reason I say British is because them niggas have the most. So, you can get a woman panties with that type of language. And let me suck your titty by the bar. Say what? Can I suck your titty by the bar? Now you sound educated. Like definitely, you sound educated when you talk Britain. But like,
sexually frustrated.
Can I fuck you tonight? Say what? Say it again. That sounds so sexy. I said, can I fuck you tonight?
Bloody hell,
man. See, bloody hell, like bloody hell. It's all a game. I ain't gonna lie, but it probably would be if it wouldn't be that. I ain't gonna lie, it had to be Latino. Hey, mommy. Come here to papi. Yeah, that's the most hoodiest language in the world to me. They talking about black folk ghetto, like the way we talk ghetto. Dumb niggas the ghetto the way they talk.
Aggression behind how they speak, but they mean well.
Man, Italian people cool. Don't play with me.
Up some money.
Like, that would have been a cool thing. Off the dome theory right now. What is motivation? What is motivation to you?
What is motivation to me? Motivation to me is setting goals for my life.
Okay.
Like, something that, like, pushes me, that gives me the extra
Yeah.
What about you?
Mine would be it's a drive that we try to hide. It's something that we want to bury, but we go for, but one thing about people, like, we all have that. This is how you know that we all connected in a way, because we all have a drive about us. Whatever we want as people, we go get it. Like, motivation is seeing someone that I don't know, but he come drop some knowledge on me.
Somebody that inspires me to become better.
I don't want no motherfucker that's just gonna tell me, hey, yo.
You need to film this, what you should be doing.
No.
I don't want that.
I don't want, like, motivation is somebody that.
Don't tell me what the fuck to do. Give me advice on how to do it.
And that's how you know motivation is real. When you get real motivation, when people actually seeing you do it and they actually take the time out to talk to you and give you pointers on your podcast about what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Like, motivation comes from a whole different world, man. Like, you gotta dig deep for that. Like, you gotta do some soul searching for motivation. And people don't know, understand it. Soul searching for some motivation, boy.
Motivation don't come out of thin air.
It don't do shit in thin air. I guarantee you that. Thin air is just like, hey, and that's it. But motivation, you gotta sit down. You gotta look at your kids. You gotta look at the aspect that you in. That's how you gain motivation. After you done reached down and found motivation. But I'm going to tell you something. One thing about me and Queen E and Black Tate, shout out to my boy. He not here tonight, but he know we miss him and we love him. But one thing I can say about Queen E, she was more excited than me when we got on this journey. Like, bro, this something that, bro, we stay up to 3-4 in the morning working on shit for the podcast, knowing that we gotta go to work.
Well, I get self-drained, but guess what? I've been looking forward to coming home to get on
the podcast. Come on, I'm gonna tell you what's gonna, it's about the reward and the risk.
I come home with shit on my mind and I don't wanna talk about it.
Me, I'm just motivated to talk about the shit. I'm gonna start it off, cause when she find out, hey, Kenyas, we do shows every day, girl, and then I'm on my way. How many shows you done did? Two? Oh shit, I'm finna do 2-3 of them. We gonna do 2-3 of them before I leave. And bro, one thing about it, like, we so motivated. All of us are motivated. And
we might not sound like it at times. But I
tell you, we motivated, man.
The passion is there.
Like, putting in the work.
The passion is there.
Getting online, you know. Because this week, like I say, we done really changed shit up this week.
Yes.
We got cue cards this week. And we really doing research this week on some topics that's gonna be wild, some that's gonna be controversial, and some that's gonna be funny. But some that gonna, it's gonna, like, this is relationship week, people. And y'all know with relationship week, we go hard about relationship shit. We take it to the max about that. Because we enjoy where we at in our relationships. So, like, I'm trying to tell you, like, this relationship week starting Monday, like, I'm opening the door and I'm going straight in. And if she off, you know we going straight in. Because the perfect person don't want the perfect person. That perfect person want a person with flaws. Two perfect people gonna kill each other.
Because you're too perfect for
We too perfect for you. We too perfect for each other.
But you got a perfect person, or you got two imperfect people who are working to be perfect for each other. That should be some of y'all goals in life. For those who be in these long ass toxic ass relationships, y'all suck. If I'm being a long ass relationship like that, I don't mind being healthy and fun. Minor details on the toxic shit, but mainly fun. Like, it's just, I don't know.
But some people just gotta understand, like, hey, man, like, relationships gonna bring toxic shit. Relationships gonna bring the most toxic shit in the world, man. And that's the most toxic place to lose yourself in or to gain yourself in. But you gotta have the motivation. Whatever you want, you gotta have a motivation. Motivation is putting in the fucking time.
Putting in the work.
Going hard for what you know. Just like all three of us do. You think just you might not hear Black Tate like that, but trust me, he stay on point. He stay on point with his.
My guy's on point.
He is on point with his, cause he, when he not with us, he writing down, he thinking. And when we, like I said, when everybody not around each other, we writing down, thinking to ourselves. And when we get together and we plan,
put everything together, put everybody's ideas into one big idea.
But we found out the way that we can get y'all the raw show that should come with it. Cause I love the people out there, man. I love you. And this show, it's dedicated to y'all, basically. I dedicate this to the fans, really. The fans, y'all give us more realness. And y'all show us, like, hey, you can do it. Go up some more.
Give us some advice on. Don't be afraid to hit us up on our social media platforms.
We are
open and interested in getting y'all feedback.
Because we motivate y'all, because when y'all dream come.
We motivate y'all to listen to us. Y'all motivate us to continue to give y'all content.
And we're going to keep motivating you, because when your dream come, you're going to motivate others. You're going to turn into a teacher as well.
Yeah.
You're going to have your students as well as the student. The student becomes the teacher, and sometimes the teacher becomes the student, because what you bring to the table, you can teach me how, or teach
how
some.
To improve what I already
have. Hating on each other is not going to be what it is, bro.
Because if I'm uplifting you in the shit that I'm telling you doing my shows, or doing our shows, that should be enough motivation for you to get that same aspect to other people. And then when you come up in the world and y'all look at us years down the line, we still thriving, but y'all become our teacher, and y'all teaching us some shit, how y'all figured out where y'all was going.
But you
still uplifting each other in the end.
But you not going. You gotta go with what you believe and what you teach as well. I'm not finna leave my student behind.
That is what you preach.
I'm not finna do no shit like that. Cause if I can't practice what I preach, shit, what is I'm doing?
I'm no good.
I'm just preaching.
I'm just talking just to hear myself talk. I'm not getting through to anybody. How can I lead you in the right direction if I don't know which direction I'm going?
I'm trying to tell you. We leading. You lead me into destruction. You lead me. That's taking the wheel and we both drunk instead of calling the Uber and I'm laying and I'm getting in the car with you like a damn fool to muscle. You got it. And I pass out and I wake up to muscle and I just hear God to muscle. Yeah, he fucked you over. Where he at? He ain't make it. He down in hell. Oh, he got the fucked over point. What's up, God? Can I get a second chance? You think you deserve a second chance? If I can go down there and teach your word, I would go down there and do it. I'd rather sit here and motivate and teach because
if I can get a second chance, I would not repeat this. I would not repeat this. I ain't the dumbass mistake.
Period. But guess what we do as dumbass folks? Silly ass kids.
Continue to repeat that same dumbass decision.
Like we the stupidest motherfuckers on earth.
What are you looking to get to when you continue to repeat the same dumbass shit?
Like we don't know.
What are you trying to achieve? Being the dumbass of all time?
Yeah, like I don't know no better.
I just like doing dumb shit. Why? Like
that's what I hate when people say I just like doing dumb shit. Like that for it. You can't.
I just like being the crash dummy.
You can't be the crash dummy. The crash dummy is the crash dummy, but good Lord, why would I be the crash dummy? Like, people will set you up to be the crash dummy. But
if you're giving them that crash dummy energy, yeah. You most definitely gonna get set up.
Setting yourself up with the wrong type of energy is wrong. Because think about this, people. Why would you want to sit here? I look at this. If you subscribe, you subscribe. Don't unsubscribe when you knew you like it. Then keep subscribing back. Subscribe and just subscribe.
Follow your first mind.
Follow your first mind because don't think we're not gonna put it in night. We are. Some content you might not like for the episode. Everybody not gonna like every episode, but you gonna get that raw and real of us. Feel where we coming from and notice where, hey, we just trying to make it. This season two for us. In less than a week from season one, we put season two together in a week and ran with it. So we learning as we go. So I guarantee you, by the end of this season, we probably wait another week or so for season three, as we always do. But I guarantee you,
We probably, like, as we talking now in season two. By the time season three, we're gonna happen season three.
You gonna see the most biggest improvement because you're gonna really see like the lounge that we're gonna try to put in place for it. You're gonna see the real setup. We wanted to do a season two, but like I say, season two was still, God say,
it was still under construction.
It wasn't under construction. Let's just tell the truth. God say it just wasn't our time. It wasn't our time for you. Because when our time hit, when the people do see us and see how we trip out, they going to love us. They love us now because we're going to get them the inspiration and the real. Tomorrow, we giving you the real, because I got the real episode. Like, ooh, tomorrow you don't want to miss it. Is baby mama and baby daddy love real? Or is it a host? Who is the worst of spouse, man or woman? It's coming this week. I want you to check out them episode titles. I'm gonna put out the trailers for you.
Next question. This
Okay.
Kenny
Hush. Yeah.
Is it considered time traveling when you get high and start reminiscing about the past?
Nah, you ain't that ain't time traveling. You just, I feel like this, when you get high and start remembering it's the past, that's when you at your weakest.
You feel like you're at your weakest moment?
Yeah, because you're going through something personal. You don't want nobody to know you.
But, like, not thinking like that, but just like, let's say you sit here and you didn't have, and you thought about some funny shit that you did, like, 4 years
ago. No, no, because I don't. Like you know me, like, I don't, like, I made peace with my past, so I look towards the present day and the future. So what happened, like, 10 years ago, I start look back on it, but I when I look back on it, I be like, I done did some stupid-ass shit, and I don't even want to sit here, because some of my shit went, got fucked up, and it went sideways, and people was, like, one time we did the water gun thing, and people took it as a real thing, and they started shooting and shit. So, you know, my shit go sideways. So, it's, I look back, and it just motivates me to keep going forward, though, I can tell you that. Like, it's the funnest moments. Like, I look at the funniest moments and the fun moments, but that what keeps me motivated to go, because it's more fun moments ahead we finna get ready to create with each other.
Okay.
You know? But I got a sneak peek question from TMI Tuesday, y'all. I want y'all to hear this. What's the weirdest date you ever been on? I ain't gonna lie. I feel like Chuck E. Cheese is the most weirdest date you ever can take somebody to. I feel like you up in there just really looking for kids, or you just want to tell her you ready to have kids. Like, taking a girl to Chuck E. Cheese? So you going to take a girl to Chuck E. Cheese? You going to take a man to Chuck E. Cheese? And he going to have fun in the balls?
A
grown man play with balls, something wrong with him. And he ain't picking up no football, no basketball. He just want to play with colorful balls. Hey, to each his own. I'm not going to judge you because I love you. You still my brother or sister. But, hey, bro, go ahead with this shit, man. Like, go on ahead and tell. Because you want to play in the balls. Oh yeah, and then I can't wait to Private Wednesday.
Private Wednesday.
Okay. Private Wednesdays is the most. That's when your dirty little, we call it, I call it Private Wednesdays, Dirty Little Secrets. So, oh yeah, I got question. I'm the controversial one. I can't wait to this go down. But I just want to tell y'all one thing, man. Like, learn this. Walk heavy, talk light. People don't understand that saying.
Walk heavy.
Talk light.
Never give a person too much information about you.
And I always stay.
Stay 10 toes down.
My point exactly. Follow your dream. Live your life. But don't underestimate yourself, because you have to understand there's others out here too that have lives. You can't go out here trying to take a life and you got a life to be born, because that life is going to get taken because of the karma that you have done.
Okay. Well, speaking of lives and taking lives, excuse me, Kenny Yash, I got a question for you, Thug.
Yeah.
if you could get away with a murder without legal, social, or emotional repercussions, would you kill somebody?
Yeah, bitch died today. Yeah. A guy say, Josh, take the most. Three evil most people off the fucking earth. Bitch, you die today. You dead. And he say, you not, bruh.
You gonna feel some type of way about it?
No. Cause people say you kill some, bruh, if you gotta protect yourself, if you protecting, God told you gotta protect yourself. I'm not there to defend for you, but I am here for you. See what I'm saying? It's a difference. Bitch, die today. And then on the count of, man, Channel 12 News, I'm in a handcuff, tell them, just put me back in the handcuff so I can talk my shit. The fuck? Yeah, I did it. I did it to the bitch ass nigga. Yeah. I know. I just want the camera crew out there. I just want to tell them, put my hands on like I'm going to jail and then take the handcuffs off and be like, nah, he'll free, man. Told you, bitch. I got you, bitch. I'm talking about real shit. Like, I want to be like a rap video.
Oh, wow.
I really get to kill somebody. I want to do one, like, in a movie where I get to kill my worst enemy. I want to do the second one. Like a documentary. And I wanna
why
do
a documentary.
Cause how that one gonna come out, it's gonna be so cold.
Oh,
I'ma get to shoot his ass in history. I wanna play Kunta.
Who?
Kunta.
Kunga.
Kunta.
Kunta.
Yeah. Matter of fact, take that back. I wanna play